Hey guys, my name is Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast. My guest today is another Franco-American in Paris. She was a photographer, but soon realized she loved designing terrariums. Now she works with big restaurants and bars and hotels, designing terraces and gardens inside and on top of Paris buildings. She also is the founder of a blog called Grow Little. Please welcome to the show, Callie Vermez.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. If you want more bonus material and to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/lavie creative. And also don't forget to check out Amazon, where you can pick up my new book, Paris, A Life Less Ordinary. In the book, I talk about my creative adventures in Paris, from starting my business to being homeless, hello, starving artist, to how I met all these wonderful creative people. Don't forget to check it out on Amazon. And also, thank you so much once more for listening and for your support. Enjoy the show.
So welcome to the show, Callie. I heard about you from Ann Dittmeyer, who is also on the show and I'm a huge fan of. And she had nothing but great things to say about you. And I started to check out your work and wow, I mean, you went from photography to plants and now you're working with some big hotels and you're all over media. Like, tell us how this all started. Like, why photography to plants?
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. Let's see. How did it begin? Well, photography came very naturally to me because my father's a portrait photographer. And he's taken photos throughout my youth. He would stop us in the street. He would take pictures of everything. So cameras and photographs have been a big part of my life. And my mother, who is American, her father was a self-made man who, a Lithuanian man who started his own photography lab.
And oh wow!
Weddings and college graduations and family portraits with the old camera, and so did
so that. Fun.
Old Polaroid cameras and like 4x5, even 50x60 cameras. So
it was always in your life,
yeah. And it was a way to reach out to my environments to be in touch with what surrounded me. When I first moved to New York for my studies, I had a Polaroid camera with me and I started shooting people in the street. I mean, shooting. That sounds strange. I started taking.
I know.
I like that term though.
I say the same thing. I used to work for a company and they would PayPal me money and they would write like Bob shoot, Kenny shoot. And then PayPal thought they were hiring assassins and they blocked their account. Yes. Shoot is a very, it's a very different word.
I was photographing people in the streets and I think it was a way to overcome my timidity and approach people and interact in a nice way, in a positive, supportive way, sort of saying how beautiful they were and how people lived in the city, morphed with objects, the elements, mineral elements in the city or architectural elements. I really
liked that.
So that's how I came to photography. I think my dad must have given me a camera, but I think it's mainly my move to New York. That's how I started.
So you were doing photography and it sounds like it was going well. And then why did you move into plants? Like what happened? What changed that you started creating these beautiful plant creations?
Let's see. It's been a while now. there were a few things that happened. It was hard for me to be behind a computer. Digital digital came in.
Yeah.
Came in my life and the world. And it was difficult for me. Analog photography, I felt much closer to analog photography. So that was difficult for me. And what took me to France? I wanted to study. It was a new project I was looking for, and we had plants at home. I had a terrace that I didn't have the money to plant on the terrace. I had 60 square meters, and that was my way, I think, to get closer to nature. And so I had this photography project where I wanted to collect plants that were growing on the streets, put them under glass, and watch them with a lens. Grow and observe the light through the glass, you know, that whole mise en abyme with photography as well, the reflection through the lens. And in my photography, I've always photographed people with nature or in nature or land. So that's always been nature. And then I also did a residency with the theater director, Robert Wilson.
Oh, wow.
And I was invited as a photographer twice, in 2001 and 2006. And he has this land called Watermill in Long Island. And it was very interesting to watch him. We would help him plant. And, you know, it was like a commune where we were all working on the site and exchanging with him, helping him with his projects, and then helping the place come together. So we would all change roles while we were there. The photographer would also become the gardener, and the cook would become one of the actors filling in for a future play that he was preparing. And that's where I saw him staging grounds as if it was a theater. And I thought that was really interesting. And all of a sudden, I didn't want to be photographing that. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to put my camera down and actually plant and do things with my hands. I realized I was much more manual. And I was missing that with photography.
That's so interesting because, you know, you never had that attraction before. And then you see this man, you know, that you respect and you're like, wait a minute, I think I like this more. And it was kind of like a wake up call.
Yeah. And in a way, I started off doing terrariums and, and what was I going to say? And I was playing around with plants. Also, at the time I started doing terrariums, something else came up. I was working on a book project. Actually, on my time, it was an album on the Watermill Center. And I was having a lot of trouble putting photos together, matching images, creating a nice compilation of images and a nice story. For future viewers, and to get unstuck, I started playing with plants and glass.
So you believe that crossing mediums can kind of open your creativity a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. And working with living, I want to say objects, but living things or things was a breakthrough because it was really interesting to see that. It evolves. You can move them around like you would photographs, or like if you're composing an image in a street or a family portrait, it was sort of the same thing I was doing with these elements that I was touching, you know, these organic creatures that I was putting together in a frame, in a glass frame. So I think it's very close to photography to a certain degree, or oil painting. I often compare it to oil painting because I would sometimes come back. Be unsatisfied where I'd planted something and then move back.
I love that. But what like role do you think nature plays in creativity? Do you believe they go hand in hand together?
Oh, I guess it depends. But yes, most probably. I mean, the way it morphs, the way it changes with time.
It's a living thing. You designed these beautiful rooftops for these hotels all over Paris. You're designing landscaping, you know. I love Hotel Amour. I go there all the time, and I love the plants in there. And I'm just now learning that you were a big part of the design process. And I'm curious, how do you do it? Like, do you just walk into the room and then you start having to map things out? Or does the hotel tell you like what they want? Or are you completely free to do what you want when you landscape these hotels?
Yes. That actually, Hotel Amour was my first or second landscaping job.
Wow.
Friends were really inspired by my passion with terrariums, and they recommended me to the owner, and he gave me the chance. He liked what I suggested. So it was total carte blanche on this one. And I really did what I wanted, and it worked. And then I got to do the upkeep. So I was playing around again, you know, moving plants around, maybe adding once I would find the right plant for the right spot. And as time went by, that was 2010, the owner is actually quite talented as well with mixing objects and design. And he sometimes has ideas. He'll say, oh, I could see a plant here growing on the veranda, on the glass. And so he said, find something. And that's when I brought this plant that you don't see a lot in Paris. You see it a little more now, but you didn't at the time. This Tetrastigma. It's like a vine that just keeps on growing, and it's really beautiful under there. So he had a vision. I match the vision to a plant, sort of.
Wow. So when you first started doing this, I mean, you started with terrariums, and then you went to designing the interiors of these restaurants and hotels. So what resources helped you? Did you just read books? Did you watch YouTube videos? Like, how did you do it?
I read books, but it's mainly my photography and my visual eye. I went to art school, and my dad's an artist, my parents are.
Yeah, you had the eye for it already, but then like knowing what plants to use, I imagine you had to learn.
A lot of learning on site and reading, and then meeting incredible people that also guided me and I learned. But it comes naturally to me. It came quite naturally, and then just studying. I spent a lot of time at these green, at my fournisseur, French and English, what do you call them? Nurseries, plant nurseries, sorry. And a lot of time there looking at plants, asking questions, and that's where I've done most of the learning.
I love that, because I'm always curious about, because, you know, we like to fill our homes with plants, but then some just die after a season, and it's so frustrating. So to have that information is really great.
Yeah. And then I started collecting also 70s gardening books, plants, albums, and I read some of those too.
And how do you get inspired to create these designs? Like, where do you look to find inspiration for your designs?
It comes naturally to me. It's like combining clothes. Body, getting dressed. So it'll be about textures. And I feel like a lot of my inspiration maybe comes from paintings and photography I've seen, or dance even. I remember an interview where I was talking about Tina Bausch and movement. And I associate feelings to the movement of these plants.
I like that. Feelings with movement and plants. That's an interesting combination.
And space, too, between. I feel like space, the tension between architecture and the plants I add is very interesting to me. So it's about spaces as well that you either fill or leave.
And are you trying to control the plants? Because obviously they're living things and they go where they want sometimes. Do you control like where they're moving to, or do you kind of let them go free?
I usually let them go free. Like at the terrariums, I also like to keep, for the terrariums, I usually let the plants be for a while and see how they grow and move towards the light. And that's when they become interesting. And then I grow or I cut them down a little bit. And in the gardens, usually let them free, and then, once or twice a year, cut them down.
So they're working as an artist with you in that sense, you know.
It's true. It's like a dance, yeah.
You're collaborating with plants.
Absolutely. I really do feel that.
And how has Paris inspired your work?
Paris has been very inspiring. Let's see, because the gardens, French gardens, I wouldn't say isn't my inspiration.
Mm.
Maybe the quality of light. No.
The light is beautiful.
Light is really exceptional. And water as well, the flow of the Seine. And I don't know, there's something freeing about this city.
Is constant inspiration. And you mentioned the parks were not your inspiration. Do you have something to add about that? Like, you don't like the design of the parks here? Or what are your feelings about that?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant like the French parks, like more traditional parks like Versailles. But
yeah.
On the contrary, no. Even the Luxembourg Gardens, which is quite classical, I often like their plant compositions and colors. And it's very sweet. And No, on the contrary, I love, there's a little park by me and I always get off the street to walk through the park and then I step out again just because of the plants. How do you say, chevauché, you know, that are one on top of the other and both
Yeah. Thing,
and I get inspired by that.
And do you find that the more you work with plants and nature, the more you want to leave the city life, or do you like combining the two?
I do have that. I have that feeling from time to time. I did leave recently, and it was very resourcing. It was very inspiring. But now that I'm back, I see the same things here. You know, you just need a little bit of greenery to. I do miss it. I have to say, I took a 5-day getaway one summer to see nurseries in Holland, close to Brussels. And it was really inspiring to see all these plants.
That's a dream for me to do that, because in Holland they have those beautiful Tuileries fields.
Yes, absolutely.
This one's so beautiful. One day. And why do you think creatives are attracted to France in general?
Good question. Trying to look at France with my American perspective.
Yeah, because you're Franco-American.
I think it's the way of life. There's time. There's something about time where we're less rushed and we can take the time to look at things. And possibly the light also that lasts, you know, like in the summertime, we have light till 10. PM 30. That's quite unique. I remember coming back from New York and just being fascinated by the light on the bridges and monuments at that time of night. I'm not sure.
ask the foreigners. And do you have any advice for plant murderers like myself? Like, is there certain plants that are easier to take care of?
Don't ever overwater. It's always better to water. I've noticed that plants like to suffer a little bit.
And
mine have been flowering because I left them for 3 weeks this summer, or 4 weeks. Touch is important too.
Touch.
Yeah, touching the plants, I think.
Touching them.
Yeah, a little bit.
I never knew that.
Sponge, wiping the leaves. There's a real...
That could be my problem. I don't touch them enough. I need to give them more sponge baths.
Yeah, and the soil, you know, because once you've noticed how they dry out, how humid they are, then you can balance how much water they need or the light they need. It'll come more instinctively.
Do you believe in talking to the plants?
It's happened to me before, yes. It depends. It depends on my mood. But I don't unless I'm desperate that they're I'm gonna lose them. It happens to me too because my flat has a lot of light in the summer, and then in the winter it dwindles down, and it's too little for the plants I have here. And I can feel them if I happen to overwater them, they definitely start losing leaves. So that's when I'll start speaking to them.
I like that. I've heard a lot of controversy about that they like when you talk to them. And you're working with all these, you know, big hotels and these wonderful companies in Paris. Do you have any creative business advice? Like, a lot of times that's what creative people suffer from the most. And do you have any business advice that you would recommend?
Business advice. Take risks and just follow your passion. I think I'm not much of a business person, but it's hard for me to think of a good business advice. But I think being generous is a good feature.
Do you believe that when you're on the right path that things kind of fall into place?
I have come to believe that, yes.
Now
it happened to me, so yes, that can happen. It happened. It just,
you're an example of that.
Yes, exactly. But then you always question it. You always wonder, is this really what I want to do? Especially when it just happens. And, you know, and it's meant to happen, but you're always wondering if you're really meant to be doing this. And
Do you have a kind of an imposter syndrome? I know a lot of people suffer from that. Do you ever feel like, wow, they trust me with this?
Often. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. I have to say that would maybe be advice for the business. Don't go down that path. Because it slows you down. But then it makes you work harder, possibly, and focus more. So I can see that also.
Mm-hmm. And do you have advice for people who are searching for their creative talents, like what to do to find their creative talents?
I would experiment with different techniques. And observe, go see shows, mix a lot of things. I'm someone who likes art, and I'm not just passionate about plants. Mm-hmm. Really mix. I come from a more contemporary art background.
Yeah,
I feel like that really inspires me. My compositions, my designs.
Yeah, mix your mediums together. I think that's great advice, because the more things you try, the more likely you are to find something. And how do you define creativity?
I think it's knowing how to make links, linking things, making cross-referencing would be creativity for me.
Connecting the dots.
Exactly. Connecting the dots from different realms.
I like that. That's a great definition. No one's told me that one yet.
Really? Okay.
No. And are there any projects you want to share with listeners? Anything that you're working on that you'd like people to know about?
Let's see. Well, I have a few projects coming up. Bigger gardens. I'm crossing my fingers that they won't be stopped by what's currently going on. But I'm also experimenting with, it's still organic elements, but maybe wax.
Oh, fun.
And plants. So,
oh my gosh, fire and plants?
Another whole other world.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm interested in that one. Don't kill the plants.
No, I won't.
I will.
There's life and fire, right? We all know that.
This is true. Lots of life and light.
Yeah.
And where can people find you online?
I have a website called Grow Little, and that I'm updating. That I'm working on right now. And I online, where else? They can also find, well, they can find my terrariums at the Conran shop and a few shops around Paris still. Mm-hmm. And then find orders through me.
Perfect. Or they can go to the Hotel L'Amour and sit in your beautiful plants.
Yes, or Hotel National des Arts et Métiers, where there's a nice rooftop to see.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Once all this ends, we'll all be sitting in your little perches and around with your plants.
I should take advantage of them more often, too.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Callie, and I can't wait to share your work with everyone.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.